Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When was the last time you offered this commentary on your personal life? I'm deader than a doornail. I'm a lost cause. It's time to throw in the towel. Sayonara, baby. The fat lady is sung and Casey is struck out. The Israelites felt this way during the dark days of the Babylonian exile. Our text has 8th century BC Isaiah positioning himself to speak to this 6th century BC lost cause. You see, already in the 8th century, Isaiah knew that the days were coming when Israel would have no temple, no Jerusalem, no Davidic line, no annual pilgrim feasts, no commercial or political significance, and no hope. Casey will strike out. Or to use the words from Psalm 137, verse 1, the rivers of Babylon, by the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. In Isaiah 49, verses 9 through 12, the message of redemption announces the servant's release of prisoners. He will gather them from all directions. While the specific word shepherd does not appear in these verses, the word graze, pasture, lead, and guide make it clear that this servant is a very good shepherd. He leads his flock to find food on barren heights, and in the hottest of weather, he gives his sheep unlimited water. The path is straight compared with the normally hilly country where it is difficult for them to graze. This servant has the ability to tend a huge number of sheep that are drawn in from great distances. He even points out in our text, they shall not hunger or thirst. Now, sheep are not intimidating creatures by nature. The NFL has teams called the Bears, the Lions, the Broncos, the Falcons, the Rams. Now, I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, but there will never, ever be an NFL team expansion called the LA Rams or the San Antonio Sheep. Can you just imagine what the cheerleaders would say? Oh, sheep are not intimidating creatures. In fact, sheep are quite dumb, if we're being frank. They graze on the same hills until those hills turn to desert waste polluted with disease. Sheep bend down to drink from a pond, get too close, and they allow the water to absorb into their wool. They fall in, and they drown. We aren't at all like that, right? Sheep are dirty. Their wool is like a magnet. It attracts mud, manure, and maggots. It becomes caked with dirt, decay, and disease. Sheep absorb every particle of filth in their atmosphere. We aren't like that, are we? Sheep are defenseless. They turn over on their back to rest, but then they can't get up. Canines, coyotes, and cougars all know that a cast sheep is a sitting duck. We aren't like that, are we? Israel had been just like that. And so it was. Sayonara. The Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar did it, aided by Nebuchadnezzaran, his exterminator. The towel was thrown in 587 BC, all because they had been like sheep. They were dumb. Isaiah 1 verse 3 states, "The ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manager. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand." Israelites were dirty. Isaiah 64 verse 6 states, "All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are nothing more than filthy rags." The people were defenseless. Isaiah 1 6 says, "From the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness, only wounds and welts and open sores." We, dear friends, we're not like that, are we? You know, when we think about it, we're just like that. Isaiah 53 verse 6 makes it clear. We are all like sheep who have gone astray. Each of us has turned his own way. And then what is the result? By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. You and I are living testimonies of lost causes, of all too often being spiritually deader than a doornail. We are exiled so far from the Father's will and ways, so far from bearing each other's pain and burdens, so far from our spouses, our children, our sisters and brothers, friends, Casey has struck out. So, what's a shepherd to do? He only has one option. The shepherd must become a lamb, but not any old ordinary lamb. A virgin will conceive and bear a son, and you will call his name Emmanuel. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This, dear friends, is no ordinary lamb. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers, he was silent, and so he did not open his mouth. On Maundy Thursday, events began to unfold that wouldn't lead him to green pastures. Rather, spit and blood would be caked onto this lamb's cheeks. There would be no quiet waters. Indeed, there was no water for him at all. His lips would be cracked and swollen, his throat parched from the hot Palestinian sun. He would pass through the valley of the shadow of death as pain twanged her morbid melody. There would be no rod or staff for comfort. The cup would overflow all right as he drank from the cup of the fury of the wrath of God. Surely, goodness and mercy would be twisted and perverted in the most inhumane way upon him. And now, reflecting on this great act of love, this suffering in our stead, St. Peter would write, "He himself bore our sins on his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls." This, dear brothers and sisters, is why we have the promise, "They shall not hunger or thirst." Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, he hungered. He thirsted. He suffered all things on your account. He went to Calvary's cross for you. He had thirst so that you could drink freely. He starved himself so that you could eat of his very body crucified for you. You know, it was Luther who pounded the table at Marburg with the words, "Hoc est enim corpus meum," "This is my body." The Good Shepherd quenches our thirst with his body and blood, in, with, and under ordinary bread and wine. When we come to his table, we receive forgiveness, mercy, and salvation. Because of these gifts in the Holy Supper, we who have strayed like disobedient, dumb sheep, we will never hunger or thirst again. This is the gift of Christ Jesus. This is the full pardon and peace that comes from the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. When I am lost and exiled, Jesus, the Lamb of God, who is now my shepherd, leaves the 99 and he runs after me. When I am confused, confounded, tempted, and led astray by the voices of demons and devils, he calls me by my name and I know his voice. When I am dirty, when I am full of filth and sin and muck and mire and rebellion, he is the Lamb of God who takes away my sin. He gives me full pardon and peace by becoming for me the sin bearer. Jesus is my shepherd. He gathers me safe in his arms until I am better. He holds me until I can live with the hurt, and he carries me close to his heart forever. This Maundy Thursday, as we are separated, we are all united in the flock of the Good Shepherd. Though this night we cannot taste of his body or drink of his blood, rest assured, dear brothers and sisters, O his flock, you have forgiveness. You have mercy. The Christ still goes to Calvary's cross for you. He takes away your sins and he remembers them no more. And so, this day, as always, rejoice in Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In his most mighty name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in this same Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.